WMFO Medford, and good afternoon. Welcome to the Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice, and thanks to
Dan.
Yeah, I told him I really liked his public service announcement. It sounded very good. So, yay. This is the first time I'm meeting him. He's been on here for 4 years. I've been here since 1990. I can't count that high. But I had to miss a few weeks, unfortunately. I had a very, very nasty fall. They were doing construction on Beacon Street in Brookline, and I fell really, really hard. And so, you know, the upshot of the whole thing is that I have a break in the toe, and the podiatrist just told me yesterday another 2 more months, so I have to wear a metal plate in my shoes, and hopefully it's going to heal. But it's still, you know, when you try to put your foot into the shoe, the toe is not happy. It says, nah, don't do that. But I've been going to a physical therapist at Waverly Oaks Club, a guy named Paul, who is fantastic. Bye-bye. So he's been wonderful at trying to help me get me back on track, which used to be the name of the physical therapy that I used to go to, where he was. And we used to have a pool that we could do physical therapy in, which we don't have anymore. Too bad. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. So I missed for that. And then I had a cataract surgery on my right eye about 2 weeks ago. And so I couldn't drive. And so that's healing, and I'm getting ready for the second to do the left eye. And it's a very interesting process. It's amazing. Already I can see quite a change in my vision in my right eye. It's like silver, and the left eye is more like taupe or kind of smoky. And so, yeah, it's... I didn't realize when I, you know, signed up to do this surgery that it's really quite amazing what they do. And a lot of people are getting it done. So I couldn't see to drive at night so much. It was like really hard. The lights were like making me crazy. And so hopefully now it's going to be better, but I'll have to get different glasses. And yeah. Slowly by slowly. But now the Jewish community is in the middle of the Yomim Nerayim, the holy days. We started off with Rosh Hashanah, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, when the world is judged. It's considered the birthday of the world and the birthday of Adam and Chava, Adam and Eve. And now we're moving toward Yom Kippur, which is the Day of Atonement. So it's a time period in between where get your ducks in row, everything lined up so that anything that you need to rectify between you and your fellow person, now's the time to do it. Because when you stand together with a community, the sins that as a community... It's between you and God, not between you and your fellow man. The ones between you and your fellow man, you have to rectify. And then the ones between you and God, you can rectify those. So anyway, so we're still in a period of reflection. And how can we get closer to the mark? How can we be more in tune? It's actually returning. Repentance, the English word repentance doesn't really capture the idea. It's more like returning to who you were, who your soul is. And so we're all born with beautiful souls, and we should hopefully get back to that place where we see that in ourselves and we see that in our fellow human beings. If only, if only. So I'm going to see if I can get... Okay, we're getting something ready here for us to hear. And, you know, there's a lot going on. We'll talk about some of the stuff that's going on, including, you know, the commemorations that just occurred for October 7th, the Day of Horror, and all the offshoots from that day. So, yeah, there's a lot. And some of it makes me so crazy that I can't even deal with it. But hopefully, hopefully there'll be some healing, you know. Somehow there'll be some clarity and some healing, because that's what this planet needs in 12 directions from Sunday. All right, so the voicemobile, and we're going to start off with some music from Itzhak Perlman and cantor Yitzhak Meir Hofgott, two giants. It's a CD called Eternal Echoes, Songs and Dances for the Soul. Itzhak Perlman, of course, is known for his violin playing, and Yitzhak Meir Hofgott is a cantor, classically trained, and has a fabulous voice. I had the privilege of seeing them both live at Symphony Hall or Jordan Hall, I'm trying to remember. But it was quite fabulous a couple of years ago. And okay, so let's see if we can get this for us.
Sechezeno
Wow, that's just so incredibly strong. Well, this microphone just doesn't want to stay close. Let's see. Okay, there we go. So, looks like slowly get things organized here. Gonna see if there's something on my email that I wanted to share with you. I had attended an update. It was kind of a military and political update of things happening in Israel. And this was put out by the Lapin Foundation. I'm just going to see if I can pull that up. And I learned some things that I really didn't know. It was very interesting. So there's let's see, there's a follow-up. Let's see what it says for the commemoration. So there's a link to watch the program. No, let's see. They have other dates coming up, too. They have an event coming up in person at Temple Neir Tamid in Peabody, Mass. At 7 o'clock on November 4th. That's a Monday. Celebrate Mizrahi Jewish Heritage Month, Part 1. There's a screening and discussion of the forgotten refugees, the story of the Jewish exodus from the Muslim world. That's something that you don't really hear people talk about, but it's true. And also on Sunday, November 17th at 4 o'clock at Temple Neir Tamid in Peabody, Mass., you can celebrate Mizrahi Jewish Heritage Month, Part 2. And join us for an uplifting educational and musical program featuring talented Iraqi Jewish musician Yoni Batat. Ah, Yoni was supposed to come on the show here about a month ago, or 2 months ago as it was now, but then he wasn't feeling well. Then I've been out of it. So Yoni Batat is a brilliant musician. In fact, maybe I'll play something from his Two Shekel Swing CD next. He's fabulous. If you can get up there to Peabody near Tamid, you can Google Yoni Batat, B-A-T-T-A-T, or the Lapin Foundation to get those dates. And then they're also going to have something coming up in January for International Holocaust Commemoration Day. So, okay, so that's a little bit of stuff going on. Let's see. Okay, so this was the information commemorating October 7th. I need my glasses. I can't see. So as I said, I had my right eye has been done. And so, you know, trying to see between the right eye and the left eye. The left eye hasn't been done yet, so it's a little bit screwy at this point. Let's see. So it's a little bit hard to see, is what I'm trying to say. Let's see if I can get Yoni Batata on. This is 2 shekel swing. And yeah, I was trying to find my glasses so I could see what it is I'm putting on, but I think, all right. So, they're in here somewhere. Oh my goodness, there they are. Okay, so. That's good. I almost didn't make it today because I was just, I don't know, so tired. Okay, so we've got... Oh, that's the wrong one. Oops. I'm really getting myself mixed up here. Okay, pocket change. Let's see. Okay, so there's gefilte fish, 7 shekel sign, caprosa, cigarettes, blue lentils. Let's do abigazunt. That's nice, as long as you're healthy. That's good. But maybe we'll do blue lentils. Let's see if we can get that one on. Now, the question is if this is going to come up on this proper... I don't think this...
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, we just heard from Alana Cohen, and she's an amazing composer. We heard two selections. It's from the Day of Atonement, and we're coming up to Yom Kippur, which is the Day of Atonement. And she performed this in concert a few years back that I attended, and it was quite brilliant. So this was Inner Temple, Volume 1, Series 3, The Day of Atonement, for Chamber Orchestra in two movements. And I'm not sure why we're hearing all that strange noise. Huh. Who knows? Okay, so no matter how you feel about current gun laws, everybody should know the most critical rules about handling any firearm. Rule zero, all guns are always loaded. Rule one, never point a gun at anything you are not willing to destroy. Rule two, keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you have made the decision to shoot. Rule three, be sure of your target and what is beyond it. Public safety message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Yeah. All right, so we're going to go now to something from, this is called the Rebbe's Niguin. And it's Nigunim of Harav Mordechai Twersky Shlita, sung by Shruli Williger. And it's Zachreinu here on WMFO Medford, the Voice Mobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. And let's see.
Să-mi partii aiut, este Kamamamal Yitukan maşı bu gavamdi Oy mamamamal Şepagameti yibiyesefiyelu Veye toher Veye skadeş Miki duşo şilmalo Miki duşo Tower vias kadeş, dike doşu şel malo, dik doşu, dike doşu şel malo. Vial yedey zey iş paşe faro, bekalo voylu moy. ולסכין את נפשו יצווינו ורוחו יצווינו ונהיש מו יצווינו מכל שיק מכל שיק ובגל ולסכין את נפשו יצווינו
So, heartfelt prayers and petition, Ribbono Shel Olam, Master of the World. And so haunting. That's Cantor Yosel Rosenblatt singing his original compositions, Ribbono Shel Olam, here at WMFO Medford. Now you're listening to The Voice Mobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice, getting ready for Yom Kippur. And that's Friday night this year. We're going to follow this with something from Leo Rosenbluth, Kol Nidre. He's doing one of the prayers from Yom Kippur, and it's Moshe Pergament from 1893 to 1977 who arranged this. The folks on this, you have the Chamber Choir of the Royal Conservatory in Stockholm. Erik Eriksson is the conductor. And this is on a Biz Original Dynamics recording. Erik Eriksson, yeah, is the conductor. We also have Andris Vitolins on organ, Maria Thyrison on organ, Gunilla von Bahir, Bar on flute. Interesting, okay. Thank you.
Oh.